What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, or however it is you listen to. It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode 22.
We're maxing this shit out.
22. That's it, Bill.
Yeah.
Your whole 20th episode thing is now past.
Yep.
Even though we did have a 2-week break and people will probably start wondering, he's dropped out.
Done now, man.
Billy didn't want to do it no more.
I'm back and we can put that joke down now.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to start another one.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it to 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's Not Soccer Podcast. It is technically it's a sports comedy podcast, but we don't like to dwell on the fact that we don't talk too much about sports.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a brand new listener, welcome aboard to this half an hour random ramblings of two men.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. I'm Adam.
I'm Billy.
And we're here to
chat shit.
And stick things in your ears.
Ugh.
Like knowledge.
Mm, not penises.
But no, not like that.
You
don't get
just
that.
About to say penises?
I was not about to say. Why did you look at me?
Because your lips look like a
podcasting gold.
Penis.
Penis.
Pick up a... No, don't.
No, don't pick up a penis.
No.
That would have been a bad slogan if I made that to you.
Is that your podcast slogan? Pick up a penis.
You got the squeaky chair I'm noticing as well. Stop moving, then. You know it's squeaky. Stop moving. What's wrong with you?
I can't sit still, man. I like to move about. I fidget in bed.
Because we're actually recording at a table this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because all my other podcasts, the Oddcast podcast, we record around a table.
Yep.
The mic's on a stand.
Mm-hmm. It's all very proper.
Usually when we record around Billy's,
mm-hmm.
we hold the mics in our hand and we sit on your sofa.
Yep.
And you get so comfortable.
Mm.
Don't you? You end up like almost falling asleep.
Yeah, I could. I could. Maybe it's not the chairs or how comfortable I am. We get bored.
But now what's happening is the fact that because you haven't got the mic in your hand, you've got two hands free.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a bit like Ricky Bobby.
I'm touching myself.
In Talladega Nights. You don't know where to put your hands.
Yeah.
They're just like, do I put rest of them on the side? I'm just going to drink two beers. Yeah. One in each hand. Just tape them to your hands. That's it. And stop moving. That chair is really
big. God help it. It's a nice chair.
It's not a nice chair. It's a squeaky chair.
All right.
So, yeah, we're part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Pod Gods Network.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a hashtag for this show.
We don't. No. Cut the shit.
Cut the shit. We use a hashtag. We'd like to cut the shit.
Yeah.
With a lot of you people out there.
Mm. We haven't used it for a while.
No, a lot of those sports stars
mm-hmm.
earning all that money.
Yeah.
Getting done for, like, betting on their teams and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story straight off.
There is.
Football stories, soccer. There is.
Andre Townsend.
Andros Townsend.
Sorry.
Plays for Tottenham, but he was on loan at QPR. He got banned for 4 months for betting on a team to win.
Was it his own team?
It was his own team.
But yeah, that's
how was that bad?
Because
that's an incentive.
Because he's involved in the game. I don't know.
You can't change it. He goes, well, you had like different sort of motives to to win the game, which is what I'm supposed to go out and do every week. Yeah, but you bet on yourself to win. That's more an incentive for me. What's your issue? What is the problem? What are you trying to tell me? It's like, I've given myself a little bit of a bonus. The only person that's losing out is myself. Because if we don't win, they're not going to say, you've done that on purpose. No, I didn't. I've probably proven that I didn't do it on purpose anymore. The fact I did it is because I wanted to win.
If it was a goalie and he betted on them losing,
completely different scenario. I understand that.
Then this, yeah.
If you bet on yourself to lose, then yeah, you deserve to be kicked out of the game mm-hmm. of whatever game it is, of basketball, baseball, football, it could be anything.
It's just betting on confidence.
Even Tiddlywinks.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet myself to lose Tiddlywinks.
You're a big fan of Tiddlywinks, aren't you? Do you watch it?
I've never seen Tiddlywinks. No. I don't even know what it is.
You talk about it a little bit.
I like the word.
Oh, okay.
I like the way it's called Tiddlywinks.
Tiddlywinkies.
Tiddlywinks, Tiddlywinks. Tiddlywinks, Tiddlywinks. Tiddlywinks, tiddlywinks, tiddlywinks. That's the blankly blank thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make any sense.
I didn't even know that was until you said it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so people get banned on that. But obviously, football season in England has finished. But he's opening up another beer. Mm. Well, it's a cider. You only drink cider during the summer or when it's hot.
Yeah, actually, I've sort of gone off, not gone off the ales, but yeah, when it's hot, I like something refreshing, something crisp and refreshing. We've got some pear ciders. I'm drinking some pear ciders tomorrow.
Just move. I'm not going to mention it. Don't worry. People are going to be like, but
yeah,
football season's over, which means you've got a summer of what now?
Cider drinking.
And what would you watch down the pub?
Well, there'll be cricket on in the background, but I don't think I'll watch it all that much of it.
I'm a cricket fan. I don't know. I mean, I would like to go and see a 2020 game.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I could be bothered to spend all that money to watch people hit a ball.
But we should.
We should, because it's only around the corner.
We'd take two bottles of wine each.
It's expensive, though, I heard.
But it is for your alcohol and that in there. But if it's a whole day...
To go and watch... No, 2020 is not a whole day. 2020 is like 3 hours worth of cricket. Well,
there you go. If it's £20 a ticket... For a 2020 game, I can't see it being that expensive.
You just said £20 because it's called 2020.
No.
So you think it's...
No.
Everything is £20 because it's 2020. If it was 40, it's £40. If it was a 5 days, then it's 5 days.
Yeah, you pay by the innings.
Yeah?
Yeah, so if there's 20 innings, you pay...
But it's 20 innings each. It's not 20...
Well, then it's 50p a fucking inning.
Oh, fucking, this is really going nowhere, this conversation.
No, but you know, even if it's like 20 quid or 25 quid, that's value for money. I think, I don't think they, sell out down at the Essex Cricket Ground.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Expensive. Right,
well, Somerset are on TV playing Durham right now.
Okay. Is that 2020?
I have not got a clue, but you can't see anyone in the crowd.
It's just, because they're not showing the crowd. See, that's the one thing in this country, that the only sport which really does bring in crowds is football in this country.
Yeah.
Like, brings in the big crowds, and you can see it when it's on telly. Every other sport, the crowds are a little bit sparse.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit, a rugby game, a cricket game, even go to see tennis, unless it's Wimbledon.
Or Wigan Athletic.
Well, you know, stuff like that.
In the crowd.
But in America, every sport sold out.
It's elaborate.
Yeah. You know, and even if they're not sold, a lot of baseball games, because they run at really random times, baseball in America. Notice that they can have like a game starts at 1 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. You're like, well, who's going to see that? Kids at school. Yeah. People at work. They're like, no, we've got a game. And it's like half empty.
Do they allow it off? Do they allow
people
to have it off?
Yeah, some people just take it off. I'm going to go and watch baseball.
Because they don't have paid holiday over in America, do they?
I think they do. I think they get like 5 days. Anyone who's American, let us know what your holiday entitlement is. Because I had a discussion with someone who said...
I think it works the same as self-employment over
here. They get like 5 days. And they call them like...
Vacation.
It's vacation days, isn't it? Yeah. And, it's a bit weird, because we get, like, 25.
I think it's a mug off. You get how many?
I get 25 days off. Paid.
Love it.
In my work.
I think I'll get 22.
Hmm. That's not that far off me. So I don't know where that's...
More than what I used to get.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you used to get?
Nothing. I used to get 20, right? But I used to work 6 days a week. So 20 wasn't, like, 4 weeks. 20 was... 20 days.
Hmm.
So if I wanted to book a Saturday off, which is a half day, I'd have to take that up as a day. So if I took 2 weeks off, then, yeah. So now it works.
We're privileged in this country. Yeah. We get banging ideas and everything. Well, we've had a week off. I don't know why.
We're a week off the podcast.
We didn't. It's unscheduled. It wasn't planned. I think we tried to record last week and nothing, you just couldn't get it together, could we?
Yeah, some things popped up. Yeah, you wanted to do tomorrow, like last night.
So we tried to do it and kept missing each other.
Yeah.
And again, you live around the corner.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we and get I never see you.
We get there, though. We're at number 22.
I don't think you live there. I think you're only there when you know I'm coming around.
I pretend you actually
live in fucking like Brentwood or something.
I rent the room for like the living room for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Once every time we do the podcast, I'll ring them up. I'm like, that, you know, it's 20 quid. It costs me money, man. You're going to give me some money for this shit.
So I'm fighting you about
it. Yeah. I'm going to pay out.
Yeah. People hauling their living rooms out so people can podcast.
They're like, yeah, who are you sleeping with? No, me and my mate just want to record a podcast in the living room.
That's geek pimping.
Yeah,
there's a geek pimp out there.
Yeah, there's women sleeping with men in the kitchen while we record the podcast.
Oh, I wish. I know.
Wish a podcast about that. Okay.
Women on women.
Women on women.
Best kind of porn.
Yeah, but you know, when you the reality of it is it's young women sleeping with dirty, smelly old fat men.
I don't want to hear that. That's not nice.
That's reality of it, man.
Well, I'm happy to live in that other reality.
Yeah, okay.
The fantasy world.
Yeah, live in your head. Yeah.
in
your dreams.
Living in my page-free head. Mm-hmm. So, Phil, anything you want to talk about, regardless of any sport which has been going on that we've missed? Because 2 weeks' worth of sport.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sport going on. You know, we said it was going to struggle for things to talk about, but since we've done it, anyway. You know, there's been a lot happening in football regarding transfers and people getting sacked, people getting hired. You know, there's been a championship playoff final. There's been a Champions League final. There's been some boxing. There's been the Frock Kessler fight, which was...
Tesla? The guy that like invented the electricity Kessler. Thing?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, him.
Oh, Kessler.
Yeah. Tesla. Yeah, they froze him and they sent him out to space.
Was he played by David Bowie?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
For the Prestige.
Yep.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
The film Prestige.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the film Prestige. David Bowie was not in the film Prestige.
Yes, he was. He played Nikola Tesla.
I must have drunk too many beers while watching
he's
that.
He's quite an integral part of the film. He's the guy that invents the kind of quote, and I'm doing parenthesis here. Cloning machine.
Oh, yeah.
Unintentionally, doesn't realise he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
With first the hats, then the cats, yep. Then Hugh Jackman's.
Yeah.
And that's Nikola Tesla. And then he disappears off with Gollum. Because the guy that is his assistant is Andy Serkis. Gollum.
I should pay more attention when I watch movies.
You should. Don't disagree.
Yeah, but this is...
Fucking argue with me.
Yeah, but I watch movies. You know, a lot of it's going back to reality.
Some Google text, you know.
I have got a text.
Should I read it?
Come through. No. I'll leave that. I'll write back in a minute.
Yeah. Stop looking at it!
What? I want to read it! Sorry, man. That's going to light up again in a couple of minutes, so I'll turn the phone over.
Yeah. Easily distracted. It's podcasting problems, isn't it?
They know.
Hashtag podcasting problems. Mm-hmm. When your phone goes off, what do you do? Do you read it? Do you look at it? And it's in your head now. Because you know someone's sexy, you're just like, oh, wait, because you just imagine.
I've just read the first bit, I'm like, what can I reply back to that?
Yeah, but then you imagine the person that's literally just sent that text to you is now sitting there staring at their phone waiting for you to text back. They're not, because you know what I hate? It's when someone rings you, you miss it by like a second, you ring them back, they don't answer.
They don't pick it up! They don't answer. You fucking cunt!
What is that all about? I hate that, and it really fucks me off.
Is that something I've done before?
You've done it loads of times.
What, rung you and then you rung me back?
Yeah, you don't answer it.
Well, even if the person that you ring back, it rings like 8 times. And even then, I'm like, why are you letting it ring this many times?
Is this doing it on purpose?
Yeah, they're just sitting there like, gathering their breath. Right. Now, I know what I was going to say to them when they answer the phone, but shit, I'm on the other end of it now. What am I going to say?
This is not how we played that in my head. I wasn't ready for this. I was ready for them to answer the phone, not me answer the phone back. Or they're just angry, like, no, let me see how it makes you feel. And then they try to ring you back, and then you're like, well, I'm not answering the phone now. You know, they didn't answer the phone when I rang them. Hey, it's really... do you know what? I'm a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to the microphone, put it out the internet, people hear my talk. I hate talking on the phone.
Mm.
I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a big talk... like, a fan of talking on the phone. You get dead air. Talking. You know you hate, dead air when we're doing this?
Yeah.
Talking on the phone, sometimes you could just be having a conversation, and it just goes...
My nan's worse for that. I'll just play it back at you, though.
Yeah, but I just go, what the fuck do you want?
When I answer the phone. Yeah. She sits on the phone, she's like, hi, Adam. I'm like, alright.
What?
I'm like, you rang me. What do you want? What do you want? I'll just ring up and say hello.
Do you talk to your nan often? Like,
yeah, I'd rather go around there, though.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, because you get, you know, Sunny D and sausage rolls.
She treats me well. Do you know what I mean? She gives me food and feeds
me. She treats me well. She gives me food, man.
Everyone loves a nan. They always go around there. Yeah. They always feed you.
Yeah, of course.
Go around, I'm fucking starving now. You got to say, you just got to make a little hint like, oh.
I wish my nan lived closer.
I wonder what I could have for dinner tonight. She said, do you want a sandwich? I'll get you a sandwich. Oh, I'll have a sandwich then.
You don't even get up.
No, she don't. Yeah. She don't
everyone I go
and
right
even say, nan, don't, I'll do it. She said, no. Because they're old school, ain't they?
Yeah.
So they're like, no, I'll do it. And they want to prove that they can still do stuff.
Yeah.
So she'd go out and she'd do it for me. She'd
I'll be like, you ever tried a headstand?
I can do it. I can do it.
Go on then, do it.
When I figure out that's why they do it. No.
Alright. We'll leave the headstand where it is.
But there are things I like. Sports and that, like my nan. My nan's a massive sports fan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I get my habits of the telly from her.
Is she an Arsenal supporter?
Yeah.
See, I know this shit!
Yeah.
Nan too.
Yeah. But, I'll go round there, and she'll always have the telly on. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she's not watching it.
Yep.
bit like me. Yeah. I have to always have something on in the background. Maybe sometimes I could turn the radio on and go out in the kitchen and do washing up or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But usually I like the telly. I don't know why.
Have you got that weird sense where if you're in another room, you know there's a, you know, an, a, something electrical on in another room?
What do you mean a weird sense?
You can sense it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
If you walk into a house, right, yeah, and someone's got a TV on, I can instantly sense that a TV is on in a room.
That's not sense, Bill. You just heard that the telly's on.
If it's on silent, your TV's on silent. I can walk into a house, I can walk into a hallway, and you can just sense the electric. Hey, people, Lee, there's listeners out there going to be like, I know what he's talking about.
You just made it out as if you walked into a house. You know when you walk into a house and you can hear a telly on, you have this sense that the telly's on.
No, yeah, no, you don't hear the TV. If it's on silent, you can sense it's on.
Or you walk in, the living room's right in front, and you see a telly on, and you walk in, and you go, oh, I sense it's a telly on.
I knew there was TV on after I see it was on.
That's what you said.
No, right, it's not okay. Quite like that, but you can sense it. Get back to your Nan's story.
No, but she's always got the telly on, and she's always got sport on. Always. If it's not sport, it's mm-hmm. game shows.
Yeah.
Fucking Nans love game shows.
Yeah.
Quiz shows.
She
watches The Chase. The Chase is a show where contestants have to answer questions at the same time as somebody else who's like supposed to be an expert
mm-hmm.
quiz master.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to, they get like a couple of steps ahead of them. They have to get more right than the other person. Otherwise the chaser chases them and they're out. So you have to answer more questions than the actual quiz master.
Right. Okay.
I didn't explain that show very well at all. From people like, I don't know what you're talking
who's
about.
Who's the presenter? Is it Bradley Walsh?
It's Bradley Walsh. Yeah. Laughing for.
I didn't even know that.
Why did you say Bradley Walsh?
Because
was
I've
it
seen
a sense? Because was it a sense? It's nope. Billy Sense. He's seen him on the telly. Yep. He'd seen him on a quiz show, yep. And he thought that's got to be The Chase.
I felt it. No, right. I've seen some shit like quiz shows before, but I've seen Bradley Walsh do some crap ones.
Yeah.
Right. And as soon as you started describing it, I was like, that sounds shit. That sounds like something Bradley Walsh should do.
And that was just me. Just that. Who's Bradley Walsh? Are any international listeners who like have noticed Bradley Walsh is?
Well, is he like an international playboy? Does he?
I don't think he's ever been anything that outside of England people know who he is.
What is he? Because he's not a stand-up.
He was a comedian.
Yeah, I don't think he's that funny. He was on Coronation Street, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. What?
Say no more. What's that mean?
Let's move on to something else. You're saying about your nan, right? Your nan, she loves sports and stuff like this. My nan is not such a fan of sports, okay? And she makes it very, you know, she's quite open about it as well, okay? So I play football on a Sunday and stuff, and I've always have, like from a young age. And when I see my nan now, she's a... Sorry, squeaky chair. She'll... we'll sit down and I'll be having a drink and Nan'll have a drink, she'll have a glass of wine, I'll be talking to my Nan. She's a very short little lady, you know, very well spoken.
Has she shrunk over the years?
God, yeah, she's tiny. Or have I got taller? I don't know.
Probably, you have got taller. She's a lot smaller than when I was 3 years old.
Yeah. she used to be really tall then.
And I was 2 foot two.
But she,
and she was 3 foot.
And I was talking to her about football and, she goes, and I was like, yeah, you know, I play football at the weekend, and she'll have a little sip of her glass of wine, and she'll look at me, and she'll go...
Sherry.
Yeah, she'll go, you know what, Bill? She's like, I've never really seen the point in football. And I'm like, then, why? She's like, well, you know, they're just running around chasing the football, and I just, you know, it's never really been my thing. She's like, I've never liked it, I don't like it. It's not my thing. I'm like, okay, Nan, thank you very much. I was like, what do you like, Nan? She's like... I like rugby. And I was like, you like rugby then? I was like, okay. So why do you like rugby? She's like, oh, well, Will Carling. I said, Will Carling? I said, the old ex-England captain. She's like, yeah. I said, so you like rugby because of one person? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I'll leave it at that. But then last week, when I told her about going over to play football for Housted Town.
Yeah.
I told her, and she then asked me, she was like, what colour's the Housted Town wear? And I was like, it's a bit of a weird question. So I googled Housted Town. I was like, they wear black and white. So I texted her, and then they wear black and white. She's like, oh, and what colour of socks and shorts? And I was like, what the fuck's going on here? I was like, what sort of question's this? So you asked me what colour, you know, I've told you black and white. It doesn't matter what the shorts and socks are.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, shit. Is Nan going to come over and watch me play football and wear the same kit that we're wearing? And then it came into my head. I was like, no, no, no.
She looked like a referee. Like,
yeah, yes, exactly. I was like, no, no, she's not that crazy. She is. But I was thinking, no, she can't be. She can't be.
Not by choice.
But she is a bit of a fruitcake. She makes me laugh. And yeah, so I went round my mum's 2 nights ago and I get there and in the space of 5 or 6 days, my nan has knitted me a little stuffed toy, like a little stuffed man.
Yeah. It's
probably about, so what would you say that's about 12 inches?
Is it a voodoo doll, Bill?
That's what I said. What? I said, you're going to be sticking things in this. And she's knitted me like a little, a footballer. And she's stuffed it and it's all got, it's got a man. She's like knitted the hair and she's knitted, put the hair on it. This little, like he's got his football kit on. You know, you could take his shorts on and off, right?
Anything there?
And a scarf. Anything in there? She stitched up a pair of balls in a cock. Just that to it. She's like, then she texts me. She's like, what are your measurements? Tiny little man with a massive penis.
She, don't worry, I've got a picture for when you were a kid.
You can't see it then. She's like, I know, that's why I didn't bother putting nothing on it.
I thought it didn't grow after 3 months.
No, it didn't then. It didn't. But yeah, your nan's a big sports fan and my nan's not so much, but she's a great knitter. She's a great knitter. So I've got this little man at home and,
a little black and white.
I'm scared that if I drop it on his head, I'm going to get a lump on my face.
It is a voodoo doll, isn't it?
It is. She may have cursed it because she don't like football that much.
What was the point of that story?
Well, you was talking about your nan. I want to talk about, I want to big up my nan. My nan's a fucking hero.
I didn't even know where I was going with my story. I'm just saying my nan likes to watch cricket all the time. Every time I go around there, she's always got the cricket on. Always.
Yeah. If ain't Grendon?
Grendon fucking ain't sport.
All of them. What, because your nan's always got cricket on. He's just he doesn't know anything about any other sport.
I was around there one day. We were watching a football game. And I think it was an England game. Mm-hmm. And they put a player on. I can't remember who it was. And I think it was Walcott. Come off the bench and we sat there and we were losing and he went, oh no, not him, take him off. And I went, Grandad, do you even know who Walcott is? And he went, I ain't got a clue.
Well, you know, at least he's honest.
Yeah. But that backfired because Walcott come on and scored and I think we won the game 2-1.
Well, there you go.
There you go. See, that's how it can change.
Yeah, don't listen to Grandad.
That's why we're the fans and they're not.
Yeah. He does drink nice whiskey though. He knows his whiskey.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you think, right? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
The NFL, National Football League, which is National American Football League.
National Handball League.
Yeah, Hand Egg.
Hand Egg.
Do you think we could benefit from having our own team in this country?
What, just one team?
One team. You know, like in America, they've got all the different states. I think, is it states that, it's not many states now.
Cities.
It's like big places.
Yeah, I think it's cities.
They all have their own teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think we could have one to go and play them all?
I think we'll get ripped to shit, but...
No, we've got some good people here who want to play. But would you support it? Would you suddenly get interested if suddenly we had the London Monarchs back?
Would we be the England Patriots?
No, we'd be like Family Guy, the London Silly Nannies.
Yeah.
But I was speaking to Dave, our mate Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and he was mentioned today. He was like, there's been talk about London having their own NFL team.
Yeah. And then, what, travelling over there for games or being based over there?
Being based here.
Yep.
You know, like at the moment, they come over here every year and they play one game at Wembley.
Yep.
They're going to expand it, maybe have 2 games
yep.
for the season, maybe 3 games. Yep. And the next year, like, there's one team, I think it was the Jacksonville Jaguars, we're going to have 3 games over here. So yep. they're thinking...
Just that one team having three games over here, yeah, yeah.
That'd be like, it'd be technically their home game
at
Wembley. And you think... They might end up changing the Jacksonville Jaguars to the London Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we would end up playing them as well in their leagues. But how they'd work it out, look at it this way, you know, you play a lot of games on the road. They would literally have like a tour. So let's call them the London Monarchs. Yeah, just call them London Monarchs, right? Because that's what the team used to be that we used to have in a little league.
Yep.
They would play like 5 home games. Mm-hmm. People would come over and play them. Then... London would go back over to America and go out and play the away games.
Yeah, yeah.
It could work. It's feasible. There's a lot of travelling in NFL, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
But would you get involved? America, would
what,
you get
watch involved? And support?
Yeah. Like, it'd be on telly more.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah, get a shirt. Just support it. Follow it a bit more.
The thing is, right, I'd like to say yes, but In all honesty, it's a no, because I don't even buy West Ham shirts, okay?
All right, I'm not saying buy a shirt, I'm just saying watch it. Pay more attention, get into the game a bit more. It's a tough question, Bill.
It is a tough question, because there's a lot of fucking adverts. I hate adverts.
Oh, in this country, there wouldn't be. You just go back to the studio and you have like Mark Chapman stand there chatting.
If it's NFL sort of involved, there'd still be. Especially England.
No, there's actually rules in this country that televised games can't have that many adverts.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. So it's literally, it'd be like every 45 minutes and stuff like that.
Every time there's an advert in America,
yeah,
they would then go straight to the studio and they would just talk for a couple of minutes, then right. They'd go back into the game. Mm-hmm. I only know that because every time I've watched an American football game over here on Sky Sports, they don't go to an advert every time. go back to the studio.
But is that over here? It's like a teaser, right? And it's trying to get people involved more by saying, you know, I know you don't like this, you don't like adverts and stuff like that, and the game's spread out so, you know, so long. How long would a game last? Was it like the final
hours,
was three
could
or four
be
hours?
Like 3 hours, yeah.
You know, so it's like enticing people, right? So sometimes they show a film on TV. For the first part, they'll show 30, 40 minutes of the film.
Well, it's an hour-long game.
Yeah.
4 15-minute quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Hour-long.
Yep.
But with all the stopping and starting, you're looking at 2 hours.
Yep.
But with the half-time as well, you're going on 3 hours.
Yep. Okay, so like I say, if you're like with a film, they'll show the first 30, 40 minutes without adverts, and they get you involved, and then they're like, now we've got you, we're going to show adverts every 10 minutes. Yeah, so with this being shown over here, they could start off by like, you know, we don't show that many adverts, people will get more involved, and then it will just gradually go on, and then we'll be fucking watching adverts every five, ten minutes, and with all the timeouts and stuff. You know, and it's nothing against the sport, you know, because a lot of it is based around tactics, you know, the coaches play a big part, rather than in football. They just send them out, they have their chat before the game.
There's not much they can do because they're out there now.
Right, I've said what I can do.
They can now shout.
Yep, they rely on them. But yeah, tactical, basketball, they run plays and stuff like that. Same as, that's what basketball and American football about, running plays. And that's where the coaches are like, look, this is where we can open them up. That sort of sport, I think, will eventually just gradually just, you know, slowly build up and there'll be a lot of adverts in. If it started off not showing that many, I'd probably watch a little bit. Yeah, for sure. But as soon as it got a bit too much, I'd switch off. I'd switch off quite easily with too many adverts.
Well, if you went and saw the game, though, there'd be no adverts if you saw the game.
Yeah, if I went and saw it, because then I'd be having loads. Yeah, sorry. I've been listening to Black Diamond Heavies today, and he's got a really husky voice, and I've been screaming, man. I've been screaming like a motherfucker, so I've got loads of phlegm at the top of my throat.
Hmm.
Been clearing it out, man. I've been clearing it out. But yeah, I'm a smoker. You're not.
No.
You ain't got no explanation for it.
I had one.
Oh, actually. actually, I tell you, I had one what? A cigarette?
No, I had one fog. As I said that, I had one cough and then I had a fog.
Mind you, you've been out jogging tonight, so that's why if you've got saying.
I have.
That's where it's come up from. Yeah.
I've started running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you feel, yeah, you open up your lungs.
Yeah, my legs feel like they're aching, but they don't fall off, but.
They go to jelly, didn't they?
It's a nice feeling. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah.
Well, you feel positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not running by myself.
Yeah.
Take my little dog out with me. And he runs with me.
Yeah, but he loves it.
Yeah. Little legs. running with me. And then I come back. And my warm down is I grab the bigger dog and I walk around again.
Nice.
But I walk around. I can't run because I am knackered.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know if I didn't have the dogs with me, possibly wouldn't do as much.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Especially the walk afterwards as well.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to go and do that. That's the best thing to do.
Because I know I've got to take it. It's like, I have to do it.
That's probably like the most important thing about it is the warming up and the warming down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I feel quite good about myself.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. I'll get faster and better. Mm-hmm. I'm only doing like a mile.
But it's
over a mile, really, because with the walk in the box, I'm pretty much repeating it.
Yeah. Don't shit before you can piss.
Exactly. But that's good.
Mm.
Makes me feel good about myself. That time I started becoming like a fat man, doing nothing.
Well, you know, you're making an effort, though. You're getting out of there, pal. Do your shit.
What about you, Bill? You doing anything to keep fit?
Look, really, I had a, like I say, if I'm going over house to town next, it's going to be in, 16 days.
Oh.
And I've been told, someone's told me that, well, you know, it's their pre-season training is going to be intense.
You got to keep
if it's intense, and I'm like, what is that, 2-man or 4-man tents?
Because
I need to stand up in one of these shits.
Boom, boom, boom.
But, I want to go swimming. I want to go, yeah, go swimming and I can work it all, but at the moment, I'm smoking a lot of cigarettes.
Stop
I'm drinking.
It.
It's coming around to this time of year, man. This is where everyone has fun. What the fuck am I doing? Doing this shit. It's not, but
it's not fun at all. No. It's not working. Smoking is not fun. You don't gain anything from it. So just stop smoking. Actually don't, because you will get all grumpy.
Yeah. I could ease myself off of it, but fuck it, man. I enjoy a cigarette. What?
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 So I guess, we've come to the half hour mark, really. So,
yeah.
I guess we kind of sum it all up.
Bit of nice talk about nans and shit.
I mean, like, everyone has a nan and everyone's nan likes different things. My nan's a massive sports fan. Your nan likes to knit voodoo dolls.
Yep.
So there you go. And I'm sure a lot of listeners about there like their nans, like whether they're alive or not, like they used to probably had their main sport.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them probably fucking hated sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it's weird that my nan loves sport. My granddad fucking hates it.
Yeah.
So I just find that quite funny. He's one of the people that you sit and go, what team do you support, granddad? And he's like, Leighton Orient. He's like, do you even know who Leighton Orient are? He's like, I have no idea. One team he's heard of. And he's like, he's stuck with
I've
it.
I've been there once.
Yeah. It's somewhere. It's like, it's what's East London, isn't it? Or something. I don't fucking know. I think I drove past their stadium once.
It's the only stadium I ever saw, so I thought I'd support them.
Yeah, sticks with you.
Yeah,
sticks. You drive past, the, you know, the atmosphere sticks with you.
Through and through, man.
It's,
through
it's through. In me blood.
Yeah, I bleed Leighton Orient.
So, is there anything you want to end the show on, Bill?
Like,
you know, people listening for you.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. I get tweets from people saying I love Billy.
No, you don't.
It's your mum.
She only says it because she has to.
Yeah.
Well, she don't even have to, but she don't.
Is she drunk? Is she just like, I better tweet someone.
Yeah.
Tweets me.
I do have a little story, actually.
Oh, here we go.
I do have a little story. Now, you remember the old house?
Your old
house? Where I lived on Upper Bridge Road.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Name dropping.
Well, I lived that's on, not a name dropping at all. That's just naming a road that exists somewhere.
There could be stalkers out there. Come find us.
Blimey.
Blimey. Yeah, he lives on Molsham Street. Anyway, the hobo. Tramp. right, yeah, I lived on Upper Bridge Road.
Stop
right?
saying, say you used to live in an old house.
Used to live in an old house.
On Upper Bridge
Road. Upper Bridge Road. Right? It's like when I kept dropping Nigel's name.
One people.
About his penis.
That's one thing people do always say do when they listen back. They're like, Billy likes a name drop.
Yeah.
In the most pointless places.
What am I going to say someone's name? What,
you don't
what?
Have to say their full name either.
What if I just, if I was referring to you, your name's Adam, if I just said Ed. What is that?
It doesn't matter.
If I just say someone's first name, I don't say their whole name.
Does it benefit
the story?
What are
you talking about saying their whole name?
Does it only say
their first name?
You've done it a lot of times.
Not their whole name.
I think you have, Bill.
Nah, I don't believe it. I've been listening.
You're talking about Nigel again. Not Nigel. I mean, yeah, it is Nigel. Not his real name.
No, well, it's Colin, but.
Shit!
Right. Yeah, so when I lived down the road in that old house, there was a dark, dark road, and on the dark, dark road there was a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark house there was a dark, dark door. No, right. So I lived on this house.
Funny
bones, right?
Down there.
And yeah, it was
nice. Hilarious. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Old and school. Google it. Funny bones.
Yeah. So I used to work Saturdays, right? So I got back from work one Saturday, you know, and I used to finish at about 12:30 and I'd get in and have my shower and stuff. And I've got indoors and I've got undressed and gone into the bathroom, right? And I've, because, you know, when you have a shower, you'll open the window. Yeah, just a little,
let's
let all this
fan,
steam out.
Yeah,
if you're minted.
Only posh people have extractor fans.
Hey, come on, mate. Right, I look at people with dishwashers. I'm like, that motherfucker made it.
Well, you've related to a royal family or something.
Yeah, he's got a couple of quid. He's done well. Yeah. So, I got home from work and I've opened the window, right? And I've opened the window, turned the shower on, and then I've heard his voice from outside, right? And I heard his, excuse me. And obviously, this house, I'm upstairs in the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Excuse me. I was like, that person was never like, talking to me. Like,
yeah, I'm opening the window to have a shower.
Yeah, it's one of these windows that I've misted out, so you can't see through them. Every bathroom window's got them, yeah? So I was like, that person is not talking to me. But out of curiosity, I've looked outside because I wanted to see what it was, you know? I'm a bit nosy like that.
You had a sense.
Yeah, I had a sense, right? So
someone's telly was on somewhere.
Yeah, I felt it. I was like, what are they watching? What are they watching in there? So I stuck my head, right, I've stood up on the bath, on the edge of the bath, right, and I've looked out of the window.
You weren't naked at this point, right?
I had my pants on.
Okay, that's acceptable.
So I had a pair of pants on, right, so I stuck my head out the window, and I was like, what the fuck? And this woman, right, she was about 35, 36.
Stone.
And, she was a big girl though, right?
Okay.
But that's her age, but she was a big woman, yeah. Right? She was a big woman. And she's actually standing the other side of my fence looking up.
At you.
At the bathroom window. And as I've looked out, she's seen me and she's like, excuse me, I don't suppose I can use your toilet, please, can I? And because I'm looking right at her, and maybe I'm too polite, I was just sort of like, poor girl, she's waiting for a lift or something, she's walking down the road, she needs a wee, like, she's busting for a wee. So I was like, right, give me a minute. So I've gone and put my shorts on, gone downstairs, opened the gate, like, opened the back door, opened the gate, and I was like, come in. So she's walked through, I've taken her upstairs, I was like, I stood at the bottom of the stairs, I was like, right, it's just there, like,
on stranger
the,
in
you
the house.
Know, yeah, I was like, it's, you know, the toilet's there. So I've stood there, and I was like, right, knew my bedroom door, and that was closed, so I could hear that, so I went and stood by the back door, and I was like, you know, I want to make sure this isn't some sort of stitch-up. I've been, you know, nice enough to say, you know, you can use my toilet. Then I've heard the toilet flush. I said, I did stand there. I was like, fucking come on, girl. I'm like, you know, I need to have a shower. I'll fucking hurry up. So she's come downstairs. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You know, I really appreciate that, you know. So I was like, right, okay, yeah, go on. I'll see you later.
Piss off.
Yeah, she's walked out the door, right out of the gate, and I closed the door. I thought, how fucking weird is that? The woman just wanted to use my toilet. I was like, what the fuck? So I said, right, I'm going to go and have my shower. So I got upstairs, I've opened the fucking bathroom door, gonna walk into having a shower, dirty bitch has gone for a shit! She fucking had a shit! Right? I've walked in the bathroom and I've smelt it and I've gone, PAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA
I've shouted it because Joe's downstairs. I said, Joe said, that woman's just coming here and fucking shit, man. And we started laughing and it was a bit weird, but it fucking cracked me up. And I've looked out the window. Yeah, and she's sitting on a little brick wall across the road. She definitely heard me say, that bird's just had a shit. She definitely heard it because I shouted that well loud.
The window's still open.
Coming out of fucking shit indoors. Dirty, dirty, that bitch. She was massive. She was a big girl. Shit. She's done well to actually shit in the shitter.
So there you go.
Who knows? She could have shit in the bath and cleaned it quick time.
Oh, I fucking love that. That's brilliant.
Poop.
So you poop. So that's it. Episode 22 of the It's Not Soccer podcast.
Yes.
I hope everyone's enjoyed that.
I wish I'd got her name so I could have name dropped her.
If you enjoyed that, please tweet us at NotSoccerPod. Mm. Or you can follow me and tweet me at Barker Podcast.
Yep. Bilo66, Bilo66.
Yeah, well, that's on Twitter. Yeah, go like the, just like the show. Thumb just, it up. If you want to sit your thumb it up now.
Yeah. If you want name dropping, tweet me your name, your full name, and I'll tweet, and I will name drop your whole name.
Billy will read it out.
Yep. Because I did actually, I've been listening back to some of them and, I'll do name drop. Not whole names, but I've dropped a lot of people's names. So, I'm sorry if it's offended you, but
I don't think it has.
I imagine if someone has listened to it and they've heard their name, they'd be like, oh,
feels nice.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Cheers.
Yeah, so go to barkerpodcast.web.com. You can listen to the other podcasts on the collection, including Oddcast Podcast and Moviecom. Mm. And if you go to the Podcast Network, you can also find some great shows on there. It's a network of great podcasts.
Loads of them.
So there's not really much else we can do now, apart from say goodbye. So I've been Adam.
And I've been Billy today, yeah.
Yeah, name job. Yeah. Oh, there's your name. So, Bill, do you want to say anything before I press stop on this recording so people can go on with their lives?
Yeah, if someone knocks on your door and wants you to use the toilet, don't let them in.
I'm Irv, the Devil's Advocate. Join us with my Mind Jack puzzles of murder mysteries, conundrums, and trick questions.
I'm Ice. Join us for some fun facts, weird laws, and my famous top tens that can go on and on and on.
I'm Six. Join us and test your wits with my trivia game, Neuron Napalm, and get a few laughs with my song parodies called Six's Lampoons.
I'm Gigi. Join us as we do some lines while I keep the guys on their toes with my quick wit and the truth at my fingertips.
And you can find all this at DicksInsiderShow.com or PodGodsNetwork.com, where you can join our
Circle Jerk of a Conversation.
The Dicks Insider Show. Woo! Boop-a-doop, boop-a-doop.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker podcast collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.